The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the others contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. All three readings today has an element of surprise. The first and the gospel are similar, about two women, two widows, who gave more than they should. The first story, the widow with a son meets Elijah, and she has very limited supply left to live. And Elijah asks her to give what, from our perspective, more than she had. And out of her great generosity, she does. And the oil and the grain keeps overflowing more than a year. Extravagant surprises. And the gospel, Jesus took the time. I guess he must be hiding somewhere. If there's a St. Vincent de Paul box in here, Jesus is hiding, and he watches people give money. And a lot of people who have a lot gave a lot. And he's appreciative of that. But he pays a special attention to this older widow who gave two pennies, not very much worth, coins. And then what does he do? He calls his disciples there and he says, "Look, this woman gave more than the others." And they're like, "Huh? How could two pennies be more than the others?" And Jesus says it. The others gave them from their surplus. She gave from her livelihood. She gave from her poverty. She gave all she had. Surprising extravagance. And also where the gospel is found today also give us a clue about what happens to Jesus. In Mark's gospel, Jesus had finished his mission to teach in the temple now. And because of the things he says, because of the upside down value system, a lot of people in power are mad and they're out to get him. I'm sure Jesus has a clue that, oh no, if I keep talking about a God who loves without condition, a God who's extravagant, a God who is just and who cares for the least, I might get it. So Jesus sees in this widow an example for his own path. And what happens very soon after this for Jesus? He is captured his followers are disbanded, and he's crucified horribly, horribly on the cross. Extravagant gestures. And also, mind you, he was afraid. And what he's able to see from this widow is he's able to receive her spirit of generosity. Because he points out, unlike you and I, God counts quality more than quantity. God cares less about how much we do, although that is important, than how much we give of ourselves in our doing. He cares about the intentions, the generosity of our own heart. And he sees in this widow who doesn't have a name. But we all remember her. Why? Because all around this time near Thanksgiving, we hear the story about her. We don't even know her name, but we know her heart. And then the second reading, one surprising, so surprising, because all the other high priests of Jesus' time, they have to keep repeating the sacrifice. Why? Because the Jewish people then and the Middle Eastern people, they believe that if we take life, if we take blood, we have to give blood. So we have to sacrifice turtle doves, goats, and lambs every single time. But what does Jesus do? And that the letter of Hebrews says, once and for all. In the first Eucharist and his giving, his incredible, extravagant giving of himself on the cross. And so every time we gathered, every Sunday and every day we go to Mass, we are not repeating what Jesus did, my sisters and brothers. We remember what he does. And to remember isn't just to think about if in the past. To remember is to take part of. You know what we call this? Our limbs are members, right? If we belong to the family, then we are a member of the family. If we belong to a club, we have membership to that club. So each time we celebrate, we come here, we remember the once and for all love of God. And it's true, once and for all, meaning whatever you and I can do, focus on, and how much we do, or we don't do, or how much we think we are enough or not enough, what Jesus does, what God does, is enough once and for all. So we come here every weekend not to remember, not to redo what Jesus did, but to remember so that we can believe and that we can receive what happens here. And whether you and I receive communion today in the hand, in the mouth, or receive God's blessing with our arms crossed, we receive God's extravagant, extravagant love. And it blows our mind because we can feel entitled, we can feel we deserve, we can feel we haven't done enough, but God, that's not significant to God. What is significant to God is remembering and receiving extravagant love. And at the end of this Mass, when we are dismissed, we're called to go and share that extravagant, generous love. So every time we come to Mass, two things happen. We remember and we receive. This time of the year, I always remember another widow, my grandmother. One of my earliest memories of my grandmother looks like this. So you want to laugh? Just don't laugh out loud. So I just remember my grandmother sitting like this, my mom's mom, and I'm on her lap, and she just shakes. So I get like a free swing. She shakes, and then she peels oranges, and she feeds me oranges. And even to this day, as I tell you this story, I can even smell the juicy, tangy orange and the way and how gentle and good she does to feed me. I remember this, even though I was probably 3 or 4, probably one of my earliest memories. And then it's not just my grandmother. Do you know for me what it is? In her goodness, it is God's goodness to me. God who's with me, who feeds me. My grandmother lived a tough life, not an easy life. And at the end of her life, 7 years of kidney dialysis. But her constancy, her extravagant love, not in fantastic things, but in the little things. In the little things. She cared for our family, and we became refugees, and we come here, and we didn't have very much, and she was in her 60s, and she worked as a custodial staff when she first came to the United States. And so her great generosity, her extravagance, is not in the huge, big things she does, but in the constantly small thing, always present. And you know what happens in my life when I get lost? I remember my grandmother. You know what happens when I'm hungry and I need fed? I remember she feeding me, because it's not just her extravagant love. It is a concrete sign of God's extravagant love for me. And again and again and again in my life, so many experiences through other people or through prayer or through suffering, I get this sense, I'm here. I will always be here. I'm suffering with you. I'm suffering for you. You will share my life. I will share your life. And 4 times during this Mass, what do we say? The Lord be with you. And what do you say? And with your spirit. I hope before you respond, you receive also. And then during the kiss of peace, when we offer the kiss of peace, do receive peace. It is the Lord's peace. And when we go and we say, Amen. Receive. What happens here, no matter how much you and I realize it, is an extravagant other gift of God. And so to help us with this, I invite us this coming week to remember people in our lives whose generosity and goodness stays with us. Maybe extravagant, like big, flashy, extraordinary thing, sure. But the other kind of extravagance, gentle, steady, faithful, always present, always giving. And so the stories of the two widows and Jesus is like the story of the contribution of the chicken and the pig during breakfast. Eggs and bacon. Which one do you like more? Which one gives more of themselves? The chicken or the pig? Yes, the chicken has a lot of eggs. But what does the pig give? Itself. What does Jesus give? Himself. And the more we remember and we receive this, then we can move to a response of a little more generosity and extravagance. There's a lot in the world right now that can be dark and not enough and this and that. But when you and I remember and receive extravagance of God's love, that happens here, whether we realize it or not, happens in a deep way that we can't even explain. Then when we leave here, when we're sent forth, we can share this extravagant generous love of God.